Hey guys, how are you doing? Welcome to my Saturday update. Well, I'm still in the Berkshires and it is actually a little bit drizzly and rainy today. So Noah, my daughter, and I are off. We are off to, where are we going to? Lee and Lennox today. We're going to find a gift for Leah for Mother's Day and sit in a cafe and read and do nothing. So that's my plan for the day. Hey, trust you well wherever you at. Hey, I just want to say to my friends in India as well, I had a brother writing to me yesterday, and we are really praying for you and standing against this evil COVID thing, and especially in India right now. And, you know, the word says when one member suffers, all suffer. So I just want to say I love you guys and I'm praying for you and speaking health and protection over that nation, but especially of the household of faith. Good. Boom. Hey, as I said yesterday in some of my updates there, I'm going to be speaking here in the Berkshires. I'll be at Berkshire Christian Fellowship, a church we planted about 4 years ago now. Tomorrow, that's Sunday, May the 9th at 4 p.m. Message me if you're interested in coming. We'll be at a log cabin here, so I don't want to put the address out in public, but you'd be very welcome if you can make it. Hey, tomorrow morning, my associate pastor, Linda Halpert, is going to be speaking at Sturbridge Worship Center, speaking all about the soul again. And I know she's going to be a blessing to everybody there. Happy Mother's Day, at least here in America, to mothers, grandmothers, mothers-to-be. Anybody who wants to be a mother, we love you, we esteem you, and hold you up. Boom. What else am I doing? I've been doing a bunch of work on my website. So some new things out there. And I'm really working on rebooting my ministry school in late summer and the fall. I intend to get that going again. It took a bit of a hit during the COVID thing. Hey, let me share one quick thought with you today. I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days, and it's really been blessing me. And I really want to study it out and think it through. But I've been thinking about remembering and forgetting. You know, have you noticed that we as human beings forget things and we remember things? But here's a quick challenge. Think about this. I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. But you know, God is a God who remembers, and God is a God who forgets. And it's hard for us to grasp, because when we say we've forgotten something, we literally mean, we're usually saying we've forgotten it by accident. We've forgotten it over the passage of time. If I were to stand here and say back in the early 80s, I was in a high school in the UK and I can see somebody's face, but I can't put a name on it. I've forgotten that name right now. That would be a normal thing for a guy in his early 50s maybe to say. But here's my thought to you today, and I want you to think this through. God forgets things and God remembers things. Have you ever read some of those passages like in Exodus, where it would talk about the children of Israel being in captivity, and it would say God remembered his covenant with them? And the problem is, we read that through our experience, our lens. I used to read that and think, it's as if the Lord said, oh, the children of Israel, oh my Lord, I've forgotten all about them. I've misplaced, where did I, oh yeah, 400 years they've been there now. Where did I put the children of Israel? As if God forgot about them. So when we see God remembering, there are passages as well that speak about God forgetting. You know, the Bible says God forgets our sin. Your sins and your lawful deeds I will remember no more. He's buried our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Now again, here's my challenge to you. I'm going to try and make this statement correctly, but I think we can forget as a passive state. We can forget in a human way, as in we're far removed from something. We no longer have our attention on it. But I think we can forget as an act of our will. I think we can forget as an act of our volition. I think I can choose to forget in the same way as I can choose to raise my hand in the air. And I think in the same way I can choose to remember. And I think if we should walk as God walks, I think he wants to teach the body of Christ to remember as he remembers, to, as an act of volition, recall and go through some things. I think we can forget. You know, when we're called to forgive others, to forgive is to forget. 1 Corinthians 13 says, love keeps no record of wrong. And I believe if you're struggling today to forgive somebody, you can forget by an act of your will. You can also forget by faith. What does that mean? You know, in the way we could, let's say we receive healing by faith, even when we still feel sick, we still feel ill, we receive it by faith. We believe we've got it, even when we don't yet experience it. You know, you may be in a situation right now where somebody's abused you, ill-used you, not treated you as you should. You can forget by faith, and the memory keeps coming back and bing, 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 annoying you and haunting you. And you can righteously, you can truly take a position of faith where you say, no, I've forgiven that person and I have forgotten that thing. And your mind and Satan will come and say, no, you haven't. You remember when they did this. And you say, no, I've forgotten that thing. And as I often say, the thing you hold in your heart, God will produce in your experience. So when God forgets our sins, it doesn't mean he can't remember them. It means he chooses to forget them. He chooses to literally put them away. It's a phrase the Bible uses of divorce. Like the Bible says, a man should not put away his wife. God puts away our sins. He, as a choice, forgives them, and as a choice, forgets them. So, come on, I'm out of here today. I want to go and have a latte, but here's my thought to you. What does God want you to choose to remember today? Remember his loving kindness. Remember his covenant. Remember his faithfulness. Remember his promises. Remember the testimonies. Remember the things he's done in your life. Remember the prophetic words he's given you. You can choose to remember. And are there things about yourself and about others that you can choose by faith to forget, even if you still appear to have the experience of them for a while? Choose to remember, choose to forget, and we'll be like our Heavenly Father. Boom, I hope that blesses you. Guys, thanks for watching. I've got a whole bunch of videos coming out every day this week, and looking forward to seeing you soon in the plan of God. Thanks again to all our friends and partners of my ministry. If you're interested in joining our partner group, go to ggm.org, details there. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now. Boom.